Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsor for the Zimcast, and that is GrowMark, locally owned and globally strong. In this week's program, we are going to talk about the Agribusiness Educational Foundation. This is the educational foundation that's associated with the National Agri-Marketing Association. And we're going to talk with Michael Gustafson, Deer's Landing Communications. He's going to tell us all about it, because I would very much like to encourage all who are in the agricultural marketing area to show their support, because this is a way to help the young people out there who are going to be coming out of college very soon and be looking for jobs, and we need them, and we need them to have the kind of foundation we want in their education to do a good job. I will mention here that I am doing a series of interviews with the board members for the ABEF as we know it. This is part of that series. I will be doing more on agwire.com over the coming couple months, probably, to get them all in there. But I talked with Mike at the Agri-Marketing Conference in Kansas City. So listen in to our conversation.
Mike, you're a major supporter of the Agribusiness Education Foundation, which we call ABEF, also a past president of NAMA. Got to get that in there, too. But we want to talk about ABEF. We've got a kind of a new initiative here, Vision 2020. Tell me, first of all, a little bit about that.
Well, Vision 2020 actually gives us an opportunity to focus in on a little extra fundraising. We're trying to raise about $4 million total by the time we reach 2020. Should be able to do that. But what it does is provide us more opportunity to get scholarships, more meaningful scholarships, and support more student NAMA chapters.
Well, give us a little summary of what the foundation does, its mission, and then with those funds that it receives, what do you do?
Two areas, really, that we handle. One, of course, I mentioned before, was the scholarships. Mm-hmm. The other area is the marketing competition that we help the students with. A lot of costs associated with putting on a marketing competition, not only from the student standpoint, but from the national standpoint and from NAMA's standpoint, is getting all the kids together. I actually shouldn't call them kids, young adults together, and making sure that they have an opportunity to present in front of the professionals. The other thing that we also do is provide these young folks an opportunity to interact with professionals, and that, of course, takes some funding as well.
Well, we're going to encourage people to do what you said. And when we look at this Vision 2020, let's see if we can make it happen. Let me ask you on a personal note, what has it meant to you to be involved with ABEF, and how has that, how do you feel about it? What has it done for you personally?
I've been a member of NAMA for, I hate to say it, about 30 years now. And I have seen a lot of young folks move through the student organization. And I've seen a lot of those students move through and become professionals within the business. ABEF gives that opportunity to really keep them engaged and working within NAMA.
Well, when you speak about working with the students, maybe a comment on just what you've seen on their part as to what NAMA's doing. How did they react to that, and what are the things you see that really, I guess, kind of make you feel like this is just something you really want to be involved in?
Sure. The growth in the students, I think, as we see them when they're here as sophomores, a lot of come in as sophomores, mostly we get juniors and seniors, but from the standpoint of how they interact with the professionals, their maturity level rises up quite a bit. A lot of them tell me that they got their first job from a chance meeting here at conference, where they were able to talk to some professionals, they found some opportunities, they were able to put their best foot forward, they learned a lot here, not only from other students, but from the professionals as well. I think that opportunity keeps them engaged with our business, and that's what we need to do, particularly now, as we start looking in the change, as the older folks, as myself, as we start moving on to other things, we're going to need young, intelligent, sharp young folks to come in and help with our with this business.
So for those who want to help, and we can put links to this, but we need them to go to the NAMA website, NAMA.org, and there's a link there to ABEF.
That's correct. Just go right out there to ABEF. You can give online. Mm-hmm. You can call Jenny at the office. You can certainly call me if you want to. There's some information about what we do out there as well and how to get a hold of us. And we will help however companies or individuals want to work with us, whether it's a monthly type thing or whether it's a major donation. We're certainly happy to work with them.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Mike Gustafson, talking about ABEF. We hope you will consider providing your support to it. And just go to NAMA.org, like we said, and you can find out lots of information.
I hope you will support the ABEF, the Agribusiness Educational Foundation. And as we said in the interview there, go to NAMA.org and you will find a link to the ABEF. And hope you will find an opportunity in some way. That doesn't always have to be just cash. I mean, we do need some volunteer help to make this whole thing happen, especially Vision 2020. And we look forward to your support. Feel free to contact me if you've got any questions. Well, that is the Zimcast for this week. I'm going to leave you with some music from Music Alley. This is a song called Mr. Businessman by the Babylon Cowboys. I hope you enjoy it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.